Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, she is back. Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits, of course, OneHealthBenefits.com. And the word one is spelled out. Her phone number, very simple, 724-799-8873. We have a lot to get to. Of course, open enrollment, Medicare continues. Questions about subsidies, lots of folks are confused. So if you're in that period and you need help, her services are free. She's going to explain why they're free. You just need to give her a call. And if you want to get a question answered right now, you can do that as well at 866-391-1020. But let's welcome her back on the Disc at the 2 to Pittsburgh Newsline. Hey, Dina, it's great to have you back on News Radio KDK. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Rob.
It's great to have you here. Let's tell the folks exactly what you're all about and, more importantly, why your services are free. Go ahead.
Thank you. So the name of my company is One Health Benefits, and I'm a full-service health insurance agency. I do not only health insurance, but all the bells and whistles that go with that, life, critical illness, disability. And being a broker means that I represent all the options, all the different carriers, meaning I'm not captive to one carrier. So for you, the benefit is I can look at you specifically, and every option that's available to you, I can present. What's most important, though, is you pay nothing at all. And when I say nothing, I don't mean hidden costs. I mean nothing. My services are free. Whether you use me or you try to navigate this maze on your own, it's the exact same price. And the reason is when all the carriers file for rates with the Department of Insurance, the rates that we pay include all their administration costs. And they include what they compensate me with in that cost. So if you decide to go online and research on your own, you're paying the same price. So why would anybody want to do something that they don't do for a living? I can tell you, Rob, that I have spent the last 4 months taking no less than 30 tests, certifications, educating myself hours to know all the ins and outs, all the availabilities of all the carriers, what everything means. So to have that to have my education and have that knowledge, I'd take advantage of it. So give me a call, and we can look at specifically your situation and help you navigate around the maze of health insurance.
All right. As I told you, the audience moments ago, you can phone in and get some questions answered at 866-391-1020. Open enrollment is here through December. So, and there's other variables that will go on a little bit longer, but you really want to call now to get some of these questions answered. But the most important thing you need to do is to call her and set up an appointment. And you can do that by leaving your information, 724-799-8873. Dina, one of the things you told me coming into the show today was there's a lot of confusion out there, and there's one thing in particular. Talk about that, please.
Yes. So the state of Pennsylvania has decided to have their own exchange. And what I mean by that is anybody who receives a subsidy, and a subsidy is if you make a certain income, which is under 400% of the poverty level, the government will help you pay a portion of your premium. So in the past, every year except for this year, the government, we were part of the federal exchange. So you would go to healthcare.gov, and that's where you would research plans. You can no longer do that. The new exchange is a state-based exchange. And let me explain why that's a benefit to you. Because we went to a state-based exchange, the state of Pennsylvania can make up its own rules. We don't have to follow the federal guidelines. So it is called PENNIE, P-E-N-N-I-E, and I am a licensed agent on PENNIE. So if you give me a call, I can help you with that, or you can actually log into PENNIE and put my name in, Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits, and it will link you to my information to give me a call. But the benefit of having PENNIE is, like I said, we can make up our own rules and follow our own state guidelines. So one of the things is everybody who was on the exchange from healthcare.gov, the confusion is amazing because no one's ever heard of it. There's been no advertising on TV, but you guys have just received hundreds of pieces of mailing. You've received texts. You've received tons of emails. And I've seen the emails, and I look at these emails, and I say, there is no way anyone's going to figure this out. It's like 5 pages on how you can now enroll in PENNIE. So I can take care of that for you. I've already done it. It started on November 1st. I was up at 6 in the morning, November 1st, talking to the people at PENNIE because, of course, the system didn't work the first day. But I've navigated around it pretty well. So if you were on healthcare.gov, meaning if you were getting a subsidy, please call me and I will move you to the Pennsylvania State Exchange because that's the only way you can continue to get your subsidy this year.
Well, and without you and people hearing this, some of them are going to really hit a brick wall, are they not?
So the government did push you to healthcare, did automatically map you. When I say map, that means they did push your information over to PENNIE. So PENNIE has it, but that means if you don't understand how to go in and navigate PENNIE, then you're not able to make changes. So you won't lose your insurance, but you can't go in and make adjustments or changes. And that's important because if you don't, people don't understand, you can't put in an income based on what you made in 2020 for 2021. And I get that every day as people say, no, you want my income for 2020 for next year. I said, no, I want your income for 2021. Well, I don't know what it's going to be. I understand that, but you got to give me your best estimate based on what you think.
Ballpark.
Why would you want my 2021? Well, think about that, Rob. Say this year you were making $100,000 a year and you were a single person. That's pretty good money.
Absolutely.
But you lost your job in 2021 or at the end of this year. Why would the government pay for you to have health insurance in 2020, not pay for you to have health insurance in 2021, but in 2020 you made $100,000. So it's based on the here and now. So if the information from 2020 is different moving forward, you got to make those adjustments. And if you don't, you're in for a big shock when you file your tax return in March of 2022 because every penny you will pay back. So that's why it's important to give me a call. I will get you and make sure your information in PENNIE is accurate and that it reflects the current information that they go off of, not what you think it goes off of, because it doesn't go off the year prior. It goes off 2021. So no worries if you don't know what it's going to be. Guys, we can change it, but we need to put something in so that you don't get penalized. And then if it changes, we can always go in and adjust it.
Hmm. All right. Good stuff. So, this is why you want to have the services of One Health Benefits and Dina Schmid. Again, onehealthbenefits.com. The letter one, obviously spelled out, 724-799-8873. Look, if you have questions about these subsidies and what she was just talking about or anything about open enrollment Medicare, you can call us now. All of our lines are open. We'd love to hear from you here this morning. That way you'll get a little peace of mind as you continue as many to figure out what your next move is. So 866-391-1020. And then you can call her. there, leave your name and number, and she will get back to you. 724-799-8873. Back with Dina Schmidt, Pittsburgh Works, Rob Pratt Saturday in just a couple of moments. I always love my time with Dina Schmidt. The passion, obviously, she has for helping people is really incredible. And I love having a guest that actually gives good information that people can actually use in their day-to-day life. Let me just ask you a little bit about you getting into this business. And we talked about what the business is, Dina, but I want you to explain to the audience what made you a person that could have pretty much done anything they wanted. What was it that turned you to the business that you now call One Health Benefits? Why did you do this?
You know what? I got into this because, quite frankly, nobody else wanted to do individual health. When you went for an agent and needed an agent in the past, this goes back 17 years ago. That's when I started. My husband was on the other end. My husband actually worked for a carrier. Back in that day, it was called Health America, which is no longer in existence. So you'll remember Health America.
I do.
And my husband worked for them, and he said, Dina, he said, I really feel bad for people who are individuals who have nowhere to go to need help for health insurance because all the brokers just want groups. Because the way it works with groups, you get one group and you get big bucks on one group because there's lots of people. But no one wants to do a one and a twosie. And he said there's such a niche for that because no one wants these people, and these people have no idea what to do. So I started literally from scratch, not having one client. And it's been history since then. It's made history because I became the number one agent in Pittsburgh because nobody wanted to do individual. So it's been my niche for 17 years. And then that niche has got me into group. So I have a lot of large groups as well. But I really enjoy that one-on-one. It's very personal. I mean, when I talk to people, it's very personal. I actually had a lady last night called me. She was bawling, literally bawling her eyes out. That's very common that I get. It's very mentally
exhausting. But listen, but you know what? Listen, you understand, and I'm a lot older than you, but you understand what people my age and even older, why they're panicked and why they're afraid, because they've worked their whole life to this point, and now they have this massive thing staring them in the face, and they don't understand it. And it's like, well, why did I work all these years if I have to deal with stuff like this when I'm retired or going to retire? So you get it because you deal with it every day, but I don't think the average person realizes why people are brought to tears sometimes.
No, and why would they get it? I mean, how are you supposed to educate yourself on what you do?
You're right.
So let me give you an example of this woman. So this woman has no money, okay, and she's called the carriers directly, and of course they're only going to give you their option, and, you know, these are people who, you know, I don't know, I don't think when you own the company, Rob, you know, when you own the company, you have a lot more passion for what you do.
Sure.
But when you're an employee of an organization, I just don't see that you take ownership in things like someone who owns the company. And or maybe it's just how I am, but I do take ownership in it, and I will resolve the issue. I can't tell you how many people I talk to where it has nothing to do with me. It's a product like Medicaid or doing something with Social Security. I don't say to them, you know what, this isn't something I do, so go figure it out. I will sit there for an hour on the phone and help them navigate something that it's not even what I do, but I don't even tell them that. They have no idea. But I don't pass the buck. And she would just pass the buck yesterday, and I spent an hour with her. I'm like, first, let's just calm down. Like, we got this. We got this. And it was at 4:30 on a Friday, Rob. All I wanted was a glass of wine and my pizza.
I get it. I get it. But you understand,
you know?
But you understand that this is common because this stuff is confusing.
It is. It is unbelievable. And you think this is confusing. And you better call me when you hit Medicare, but you wait till Medicare. People think they can't retire because they're not 65. And they're like, well, I don't qualify for Medicare now, but I want to retire, but I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's options for you. So I get a lot of those too. People are scared they can't retire because they're not Medicare eligible. Or people were Medicare eligible, but they continued to work. So now they're completely confused, and they've messed up and applied for B when they were working, and they've been paying that premium all these years. There's just so
much out there. And by the way, we have a call. We're going to get to that call right out of the news. And listen, if you folks want to talk to her today, better than me talking to her, because you're going to get some answers that definitely can help you. Call us right now, especially those of you in open enrollment Medicare, 866-391-1020. Or if you're someone that owns a company and you're looking for a better plan heading into the new year for your employees because you're passionate about them, about what you do, 866-391-1020. I've even talked to people, and this is a fact, who said, you know, I want to keep working because I like what I do, but they got old, their health went, so they had to retire. Many have even gone on disability, and they're looking at Medicare. When you get to be of this age, you may hold the cards, but you don't decide who's basically dealing that from that deck. So you have to get up every day really facing the unknown more than people 10, 15 years younger than you. So just when you think you've got it figured out, sadly, and this is anyone, anything can happen the older you get. So you have to have the right health care coverage. And that's why what you do is even more important for people like me, Dina.
Exactly. So when you got, don't we do this? We have all our money and we don't know what to do with it. So what do? We go to an investment planner because that person looks at the here and now, the future. That's what I do, but I'm free. But when you become our age, things that we bought in the past aren't necessarily what we should be keeping for the future. For example, life insurance. You know, if something happens to me and my husband now, my kids are okay because they're old enough to have their own jobs and make their own money. Why do I want to continue paying all this money for life insurance when they have my assets? That money I'm paying should instead go to something that, what if I do get cancer or have a stroke and I can't take care of myself, but I'm not sick enough to be in a hospital and no one has long-term care insurance anymore. So now I'm a burden to my children. Think about that, guys out there. How many people have had to quit their jobs to help their parents because there's nowhere to put your parent? So that money that you put in the life insurance, that maybe you should cancel and put into taking care of yourself in case you don't die.
Right.
Who's going to pay for the home health care? Who's going to pay to take care of you? Do you want your children to be a burden to them? Do you want your children to now have to quit their jobs and their livelihoods because they don't want you to go to a home, a state home, because you don't have money for long-term care because you know expensive long-term care is and nobody has those policies anymore?
Yeah, that's like $10,000
a month. That is what people don't think about.
No, and here's something else, too. Somebody much smarter than me used to tell me all the time, so many people bank on, well, I'll be dead. The question is, maybe you should bank on what happens if you live, and the best way to have
success. Amen. That's what I'm saying.
Right. I get it. I get it. You're so smart.
Think about, how many people do you know who have to take care of their parents? My husband had to do that with his mom.
I know.
She had no money. You know, he was going down there changing her diaper, doing all that. You know, thank God he had a job that allowed him to be able to do that. But all the brothers had to take time out of their day to, you know, change her diaper, make sure she had her food. But there are plans out there that give you that money that you buy now before you need it.
That's why you folks need to call us today with any questions for Dina Schmid, onehealthbenefits.com. The letter one is spelled out. Our number is 866-391-1020. We're going to talk to Marie and Beaver in just a moment. We've got room for you. She's here for two more segments, or you can call directly, and you can even do it after the show today and leave your information. She'll get back to you, 724-799-8873. Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. Coming up, Melinda Roeder with the news at 7:30, and then back with more on Rob Pratt Saturday News Radio, KDKA. Good morning. All right, Dina Schmid is back with us, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one is spelled out, 724-799-8873. But as I mentioned, going into the bottom of the hour, lots of folks want to talk to her right now. So let's get them in the mix and give them a chance to speak their mind. Here's Marie in Beaver for Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. Hey, Marie, how are you? Good morning.
I'm well. Good morning, Rob and Dina. It's a beautiful morning here in Beaver. So we have to wake up every day expecting something wonderful to happen and not get all upset negative, as you mentioned earlier in the hour. So I was thrilled to hear the show. I'm painting this morning, so I had the radio on. I am 63. I'll be 64 in February. And I had a great job, but I lost it in September due to COVID. And so I've elected to have COBRA, so I'm paying for COBRA every month. And I'm wondering if there's something more affordable for me that you could help me with. The other details, I'll just let you know, I do have long-term health insurance, and I am looking for a job, but it's not been easy looking for a job. But I intend to work, but right now I have no income other than the little bit we get on unemployment.
Yeah, so Maureen, so thanks for calling in. So yes, based on just the information that you gave me, it's the perfect time for you because this is the annual open enrollment for individual health insurance. Since you elected COBRA, you have to stay on COBRA, but now since it's open enrollment, you have the option to get off of COBRA and to look at a specific plan for you based off of your income. So give me a call. I'll ask you those questions, what you think your income will be in 2021, and we'll go from there. So if your income is under, did you say, are you single or are you married? Is this you and your spouse?
Single. I'm single.
Okay. So it'd be based off of, you know, your unemployment, how long that's going to last into next year. And what we can do is put in that information. And based on what you're saying, don't think COBRA is going to be the option you'll want to continue with because you don't get subsidized on COBRA. And if you don't have an income other than Social Security, you're probably falling below, or not Social Security, unemployment. I'm going to assume you're falling below that 400% poverty level, and that would qualify you for subsidy. So give me a call. I'll ask you those personal questions we don't want to talk about online, and we'll see what options are available to you.
One question for your income. Does that mean money we earn, or does that include your investments?
So it's all taxable income. So, yes, investment income, if you're getting paid out on IRAs or whatever investment income, yes, that is taxable income. So it's all taxable income.
Okay. All right. Well, I will give you a call. Thank you very much.
Look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You know, before we take our next caller, sadly, we haven't even talked about the people that are still found themselves unemployed, sadly, no fault of their own because of this pandemic. And that's a whole other story, is it not, Dina?
Yes. So a lot of the people that I talked to 6 months ago thought they'd be employed again and still see that they're still on the insurance. So, yes, it seems that that is still going to be continuing. Things people haven't started to hire back as much as we thought that might happen. So, yeah. It's still a big issue is the pandemic, and where are these people going to be with jobs?
All right, let's
That's actually another thing, Rob.
Yeah, go ahead.
We don't even necessarily have to get a health insurance plan that's and get subsidized. There's a lot of people who say, Dina, I just don't want that. I don't want a subsidy. You know, I've worked my whole life. I don't want the government paying for anything. If you're healthy, I can still get you a plan that is so reasonably priced because there are things called short-term plans. And there's one in the state of Pennsylvania that has very good rates. So it's UnitedHealthcare, and that gives you an option to go to both Highmark and UPMC. And that would be a plan that is medically underwritten because it is not an ACA, the Affordable Care Act, which people refer to as Obamacare. That is not a plan regulated by that. You can buy one of those. So say you only think you're going to need it for a couple months. I would just take a short-term plan because the rates, if you're healthy, are so affordable. Because Obamacare, which people refer to, it's the Affordable Care Act, that rate is age-banded. So everybody who's 60 years old, regardless if you're healthy, have cancer, are a high utilizer of insurance or not, you pay the same rate. So what that means is that 60-year-old person, the health insurance carrier, has to assume you have cancer, diabetes, and you're going to use the heck out of that insurance because they're not allowed to ask. So that's why the rates are so high. But if you're that 60-year-old who doesn't even use their insurance, just needs to make sure they have a stop loss in case something happens and they don't lose everything they own, there's an option. That would be a short-term plan. And guess what? You can keep that short-term plan for a full 12 months. Okay, so maybe that's the plan for you, because you're listening and going, well, Dina, heck, I'm not 400% below the poverty level, but I can't afford $1,000 a month for my insurance. But I don't fit into the people you've talked about for this last hour. Well, there's an option there, too. So that person who isn't making under 400% poverty level, who doesn't get help paying, what should we do about them? Because they don't want to pay $1,000 a month because they don't have cancer. They are healthy. They don't want to pay for maternity even though they're a male. They don't want to pay for a prostate exam because they're a female. But with the ACA plan, we all pay for maternity even if we're guys. We pay for prostate exams if we're women. The children are paying for maternity in their plans, in the price of their plan. So if you're that person whom we haven't talked about, Rob, that might be a better option for you, to take a short-term plan that you can keep for 12 months, but it doesn't have maternity. It doesn't have dental for children because you don't have any on the plan. So that's something we haven't talked about, is that person.
All right, if you have any questions for her, you can call us at 866-391-1020 or call her direct, 724-799-8873. Okay, next stop, Debbie, Lincoln Place. Debbie, how are you? Good morning. Welcome to the show.
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for holding on.
No problem. My question is, and I'm not gonna stay on the line. I just want to ask it and get off. I'm married. I just recently retired in April. I'm underneath my husband's main insurance. I do have Medicare Part A. I know I can't get Medicare Part B. So I was wondering, is there a supplement plan that I can get, or do I have to get a supplement? And when
Why do you think you can't? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Why do you think you can't get Part B?
Because then I have to pay, because they told me when I registered for Part A that because I'm underneath my husband's my husband's main insurance, I'm not eligible for Part B. Once I get off of his, then I'll be eligible for Part B, but the premium is going to be, it's kind of like I get reprimanded and I have to pay a high premium to get Part B.
Okay, so so that's what I'm talking about, is information that isn't even accurate or understood. So there are four parts of Medicare. Okay, A is free. B, mm-hmm. There's not a premium. B works this way. B is based off of the income you've made going back 2 years. So whatever your combined family income was 2 years ago, the government charges you that premium for B. So if most people pay $144 for Part B, okay, and then you can get C and D for $0 if you want. So if you're paying more than $144 to be on your husband's employer plan, it may be a better option to take B. If you're paying less than that, then you would want to stay on your husband's, but I'm not sure why you'd want to add something to that then. So that's something I would want to talk to you about offline, but because it doesn't sound like the information there is understood and accurate. So that's what we would look at. We would look at whether it's a better choice to stay on your husband's plan, but you have that choice to come off that plan and take B, or stay on your husband. So the way you look at that is where are you paying less for, and what kind of coverage do you want? Does that help? Does that make sense to you?
It sure does. If I can have your number, I definitely would like to talk with you.
Let me give you that number, Deb. It is
724-799-8873. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. That was a great call. We'll come back. We're just going to let her give you some final thoughts and some things that she thinks you need to be thinking about. And we'll also tell you why, again, her services are free, absolutely free to you, the consumer. Dina Schmid, One Health Benefits. The word one is spelled out, 724-799-8873. Back with more in a moment. Okay, our final segment with Dina Schmid, onehealthbenefits.com. The word one spelled out, 724-799-8873. I think we should explain again before we give you a chance for some closing comments, Dina. Tell the folks again why your services are free. No money out of their pocket.
Yes, again, so nothing at all. No hidden costs. You're not getting an increase in the cost of your plan by using me at all, because the cost for insurance includes administrative costs. So when the Department of Insurance files for their rates, all of that is included. So you pay nothing. If you do this on your own, guys, you pay the same rate. So please use a certified, licensed expert to help you, someone who has options for all the carriers, a broker. That's what I do. And it's no charge at all, guys. So give me a call. And I do want to say I'm getting a lot of emails for consultation requests, but no one's putting their phone number in. And I do have a spot there that says name, email, phone number. In that phone number part, you're putting your email in. So give me your phone number, because I can't reach you via phone without the phone number.
You know, the thing that I really love about what you do is the fact that this is personal. You know, I heard you say to a couple of people, I want to ask you this stuff off the air. You really do, and I keep saying about tailor a program or a plan, you really do make it specifically to what they're all about, their lifestyle, who they are, their health, their future, what will save them money, more money in their pocket, especially with many people getting to that point where they have to watch how they spend their money because they have that fixed income. So this really is a personal thing, is it not, Dina?
It is so personal. I feel too, like, this is so great. I don't mean to sound, I don't know, but I feel like I do God's work, and it's because it's so personal, and I get the best feeling that I've done that. Every night my husband and I take a 2-mile walk, and I tell him about an experience that somebody was paying so much or had no clue, or gosh, some of these people who are 65 who, salt of the earth, Rob, and they have no clue. And I just take over and do everything for them. And I honestly feel that I do God's work when I do that. I'm not saying I got a pass to heaven by any means, but it is so rewarding. It is so rewarding. It is just amazing the feeling you get when you have somebody that didn't know, you know, what to do, and you save them money, you give them financial stability, you protect them for their future, and there's no way they could have figured it out on their own. That is a phenomenal feeling. It's extremely personal. Think about it.
Absolutely.
What it is.
Absolutely. Listen, I want you to kind of go back as we give you those final few minutes now to what we began with and why there was so much confusion with subsidies and why people need to understand the significance of that and what you're doing to help them. So kind of talk about that and then summarize some things people need to be looking for, and then obviously your services, especially during open enrollment for Medicare. So it's all yours. Go ahead, Dina.
Okay, so again, I just want to back up for the people who are joining us later in the hour. The Pennsylvania Department of Insurance does have their own exchange called Penny. Very important. Do not go to Penny if you're not going to qualify for a subsidy. You don't want to do that. Call me and we'll go direct to the carriers of your choice. But Penny isn't for everybody. Penny is the state exchange that people will go to now instead of healthcare.gov. It is only if you get a subsidy. We don't want to go there if you don't qualify. You pay nothing at all to use me, okay? It is 100% free. That is so important. No hidden costs, nothing at all. Please be patient, though, when you do call. I promise you I will get back to you within a day. But go to my website, onehealthbenefits.com. You can put your information in there. I'll get an email. I am working 24/7, guys, right now during open enrollment. So I promise I will call you back if you could just be patient.
I will be the one to consult with you. I do not pass your information on to 500 employees who may not be me and don't have the passion I have. I own the One Health Benefits Agency. And administrative work I pass on, but I will be the one to personally talk to you to come up with a solution. There are many solutions, not just the Affordable Care Act, which we call Obamacare. There are options for people who make good money, who just don't want to pay $2,000 a month for their insurance. I feel that we haven't really talked about that enough in the hour, so I do want to mention that at closing here. If you make good money and you don't qualify, there are options for you, too. So give me a call. If you're an employer out there and you really want to keep good employees and you want to start an employer-based plan, give me a call. We can put something together. I can explain how easy it is to do that. I'm licensed in 18 different states. You have friends and family in another state, give them my number. I can help them. I'm right now, actually, during commercials, I was working with a group in Virginia, and I was emailing them back and forth. Medicare, give me a call. That is such a maze of complexity. Give me a call. I will make it completely simple for you. So, Rob, thanks so much for the time. I hope I get some calls. I'm able to help some people out.
And let's stress to people that no matter what they're feeling, no matter what their thought process is, if they're thinking it, feel free, because the answer is just a phone call away. And I know that is a correct statement. Right, Dina?
It sure is. Absolutely, guys. It's not, if there's something that someone can do for you and they're offering and it's free service and they're educated, they're licensed, they're certified, take them up on that offer, guys. Okay? Go live your life, do the things you do, and I'm going to call you, because whatever you do for a living, I'm going to call you, because I know nothing else in this world except for health insurance. So if you're an electrician or something like that, I'll call you, because that's what I leave it up to the experts. So I hope you do the same. Give me a call. Look forward to helping anyone moving forward.
Hey, listen, Dina, always a pleasure. Look forward to our next talk on the radio. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too, Rob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Here we go, folks. Dina Schmid, onehealthbenefits.com, the word one spelled out. That phone number, and you can call that number now and throughout the day. She will get back to you, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873. Okay, coming up, Melinda's got the news at 8, and then we're back into open talk today. So, folks, we're going to talk to you about some things making news in your world, locally and around the world, and especially we'll continue as the count continues on election 2020. Again, her number, 724-799-8873, 724-799-8873.